Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. We will be joined by Dylan Strome from the Washington Capitals. That's coming up at 8:45, so you don't want to miss that. We wanted to get into Caleb Williams' pro day here. The presumed number one overall pick out of USC had his pro day at Southern Cal yesterday. We know that Adam Peters and the contingent for the Commanders was there, as was obviously the Bears front office, led by Ryan Poles.
Now, what
Eberflus, Jay Waldron, their offensive coordinator, and more.
What was the consensus on the day? Now, I've watched every throw on via YouTube, and I'm just really curious because, I mean, obviously the ball, well, the first thing that I notice is everything's a spiral. He spins it, right?
So
he throws,
I heard Lewis really nice Riddick ball. Say that he was good, not fantastic.
I didn't think it was overwhelming. Like,
he clearly has a cannon. I mean, the one that went viral is the deep ball that he threw about 80 yards.
See, I didn't think he has a cannon. I think he's got a very strong arm, but he doesn't have like a Will Levis arm or even like, who is the guy that was?
Joe Milton.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many guys I think that have stronger arms, but I don't think that's important.
He threw 170 yards, I thought.
I thought it was 60, but maybe it was 70. But either way, he's got a strong enough arm to make all the throws. Yeah. That's not a concern.
I mean, you don't need to throw the ball 100 yards.
But I thought some of the longer throws, like, receivers were kind of turning around backwards, catching. Like, it wasn't the cleanest thing I've ever seen. I'm just wondering, did other people see that too?
Again, I just heard Lewis Riddick from ESPN, and it sounded like he thought that he had a really good day, but not a perfect day.
Far from
he
perfect.
He missed some throws, but he accomplished what he wanted to accomplish, which was show that he can execute from the pocket.
He's a little heavier and thicker than I had anticipated.
6'1", 220 is
probably
what
put on at. Some. Probably put
he
on
looks
a little
like
weight.
He put on a little weight.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, he's not real tall. 6'1". Yeah.
You don't need your quarterback to be shredded.
For sure.
I mean, it went viral this year with Patrick Mahomes and his dad bod, right?
Yeah. I think it's a little overstated, but
he's not what you would call shredded.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to be shredded. Hall and Roadhouse.
No. I don't know. I thought the stuff that he threw, the short stuff, like to the running back, that was like, it was really nice timing. And I think those are hard throws, like the screens, you know, just the rhythms. But the longer developing stuff, I didn't think was great.
I think he'll be just fine. It seems like fait accompli, the Bears are going to select him because they traded away Justin Fields. I know some Commanders fans are freaking out that the Commanders went to J.J. McCarthy's, or they're going to J.J. McCarthy's pro day.
I think they have to.
Yeah, it's due diligence.
You absolutely have to.
I think you're
right. You got to go to all of them.
They are. They're
even
probably
the Penix, they got to go to the second round guys, too. You got all the guys. You got to see them all.
Mm-hmm.
And see where they stack up. I have no problem with it.
I mean, I don't either.
Here, what if, I mean, this would never happen. What if Drake May tore his ACL on his pro day?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right? And you got to be able to take somebody else. So you got to see all these other guys, right? And I'm not saying that's why they're doing it.
But what if they think the other guys are fairly similar?
That could happen. Sure.
And then they like one guy's personality
more. I just think you have to, like you said, first of all, you got all the time in the world to look at all these guys. What else are you going to do?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, their big board is set.
They already signed all their guys.
Their board is set.
Right. So you send your scouts, or whoever the coaches, and go out and look at
Brad,
all these
players. Brad, did
you see
their other big reviews?
Board is set.
I mean, it's you're what, a month out from the draft now, 5 weeks. Like, I'm guessing it's mostly might not be 100% complete, but most of the work's probably already done.
I don't know. They're probably waiting to see some of these guys in their produce.
I think these guys work on that board all the way until the night before.
Oh, they definitely do. They definitely do.
It's
fluid. They're not chilling. They didn't go see Roadhouse yesterday. Drap, did you see other reviews beyond Riddick's that JP mentioned?
I just saw people similar saying that he
looked
like...
was good,
like,
not great.
Well, they said he looked like, you know, the first overall pick in the draft.
He did.
Maybe not the, you know, greatest ever. I just see so many people talking about his mannerisms, though.
Like, what was his mannerism that they're picking up on?
Like, Twitter was having fun. They said he was, like, saying what's up to people that weren't really there, and, like... They say it was like a joke going around last night. The acts just like Carl Anthony Towns. Like, he's just kind of goofy, and he was pretending.
Think he's like aloof and kind of weird.
Yeah, like he was pretending not to see Keenan Allen there on the sideline, and then he made Keenan say hi to him. So then he turned around and said hi to him.
Oh,
it was just like a bunch. Like, he's definitely there's something different about him.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying he can't be a stud, or he's just for a quarterback to lead your team. He's just a little different, and I don't know if I'm comfortable with
it. Right.
He's polarizing for sure, too, that the internet does scrutinize him. I actually, not in these interviews, but when he was at the Combine where he didn't participate, I actually was impressed with his personality.
You were, yeah. I saw a couple of the answers. I didn't see a ton. It's weird. Prodigies are often, and he's kind of a prodigy. He's been kind of talked about a lot, you know, since high school and his freshman year, big impact right away. They're often a little bit different, a little bit aloof, a little different.
Yeah,
so maybe
a lot
it's
of them
just that.
Have also been coddled since they're probably 10 years old.
That's part of it. It's part of being a prodigy.
Definitely plays
into
it.
Yeah, but look, there's plenty of other stud quarterbacks. I mean, Trevor Lawrence has been a stud his entire life.
Don't you think he's a little aloof? He's a little different, right?
I don't know.
No, not
really.
He's
just quiet.
I don't like his hair.
All right, well. Do you get that from Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud? No.
I don't know them well enough. I can't comment. Young seems very grounded and down to earth.
Yes.
I don't know. C.J. Stroud.
He's the same way.
Interviews,
he's kind of the same way.
Yeah.
He might end up being, for some reason, as you're
prodigies.
Talking about this draft, it's popping in my head that he might be like a Jay Cutler type personality where for some reason.
That's not a great comp.
No, but Jay Cutler was really talented, great arm, and he overall was a pretty good quarterback.
He was okay.
But he seemed removed from the team. Like, almost like he's better than them.
Well, there's an
aloofness. An aloofness. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Does he got teammates that die for him, that swear by him? Like, what?
Not sure.
Well, isn't that actually what the knock is against Daniels? Isn't that the knock that we heard against Daniels, that somebody said certainly at Arizona State, that they didn't vouch for him, that it wasn't great?
I don't know much about
his time.
When he left, they did something to his locker.
Yeah, what did they do, Drab? There was something viral?
They raided his locker when he announced his transfer.
Well,
they
that's,
said, get
okay,
out of
but
here,
that,
loser.
I could kind of see that. Guys get bitter when you transfer. I could maybe see that.
Yeah. I don't know.
When my son decommitted from Bellarmine, right, before his freshman year, he called the coach, and he put on the group text to the team that he was transferring to Marist, or, you know, decommitting. And immediately got off it because he knew they were going to trash him. Immediately got off the group text, right?
Probably
after you say, hey, good luck.
Yeah, he doesn't want to see any of that negativity.
Yeah, because that's just what they do.
Yeah.
So maybe I could give it a pass for them trashing a locker.
He's going to be set up for success.
Not everybody's 100% liked. There's always going to be a few people out there that just...
I am. Everybody loves me.
Yeah, that's my point.
He's going to be set up for success, though, with the two receivers and Keenan Allen, who was there.
Yeah, exactly.
And DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, a good tight end. We talked about this. DeAndre Swift, pretty good offensive line. If you look at PFF ratings, pretty good defense, especially second half of the season.
And a lot of the
they
mocks
probably need to make the playoffs for Eberflus to save his job.
Maybe not if you have a young prodigy who's playing well. What if they go? What if they win 7-8 games with him?
They already won 7 games last year.
Yeah, it's true.
They have a lot of mocks, by the way, having another receiver go there too in the top 10 with that number 9 pick.
Yeah,
that'd be another piece.
You can get
for
Malik
him to
Nabers there.
That would be a steal.
Yeah. So I mean, he'll have plenty of guys to throw to.
Yeah.
But
so you tease Grudog cakes.
I actually
heard Gruden talk about it. But Gruden on his Sun Show, right?
I'm not sure where this audio is coming
Sun
from.
Show.
Is it the he does a gambling show he participates in. Is that the one with the sun?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He was talking about what the Commanders, he thinks they should do with the number two pick, assuming Caleb Williams goes number one.
Yep.
If you're the Commanders GM today, and the draft is today, who are you drafting a quarterback?
Caleb Williams going number one?
Caleb Williams is going number one.
Right now, I'd probably say Jaden Daniels. Drake will probably be more of a project, probably a little bit more of an upside. Jaden, if you want to start a guy right now and have some explosive plays early, Jaden's an exciting guy. He can let it rip down the field. I do worry about his ability to stay healthy. He's a thinly built guy, and he does take a lot of hits. That's what big concern I have with Jaden, but he's talented as hell.
It does seem like the growing buzz is that Drake May,
while
he's wildly talented, it may take a year or two of seasoning to get him where you need him to be.
But what's the better play if you're Adam Peters?
That's what I thought on Herbert, though, too.
Yeah. But what's the better play if you're Adam Peters? Shouldn't you – if your job is the long-term best interest of the franchise, Jay Gruden is correct – that there's more upside in Drake May.
You don't want just a sugar high.
Shouldn't you take
the
more upside guy? This is why I said I'm couching my prediction on 9 or 10 wins. Because I think if they take Jaden Daniels, I think they got a real shot at making the playoffs next year. If they take Drake May, I think it's going to be a slow build-up a la Josh Allen, and we've talked about it many times. Josh Allen, rookie season, you looked at those numbers, terrible. Second season, a little bit better. Third season, he was Josh Allen.
But what, you're just buying into what everyone else is saying.
Yes, of course.
But you could also be tantalized.
I mean, Jaden Daniels could suck.
Yes. What if Drake May is Justin Herbert, and they just toss him the keys from week one, and he's just
the man, I know.
Like, I get that could potentially happen. Mm-hmm. Or he could fall on his face suck.
Of course. Who knows?
And just need to watch.
I'm really the only thing that slightly concerns me about Drake is he hasn't played as much college football as some of these other guys.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I like experienced guys.
You like experience, but he's younger. I mean, you want the younger guy with the upside?
The age doesn't bother me that much.
I wouldn't call him a project. I don't like Grudahl calling him a project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he just might mean in kind of the Jordan Love way. That's what Orlovsky on ESPN said, that he believes Drake May needs kind of that Jordan Love type of grooming.
I think all these guys need that grooming. I don't think any of them are ready to step in right away and be like Andrew Luck.
I mean, CJ Stroud just did it.
I know,
it's just rare.
He had the greatest year ever of any rookie quarterback. I mean, I don't think it'll be duplicated. I'll be stunned if Caleb does anything similar to what CJ did.
I would not be.
I mean, he just had the greatest year ever, and you think somebody's going to duplicate it that very next season?
Yeah. I think Caleb Williams, as I said, is set up for success.
Well, I'm just surprised that Gruden, knowing what he went through with Robert, you know, who had a similar skill set. I think that Jaden's probably more complete, you know, more of a football player than Robert really was. But I'm surprised that he would lean towards Jaden Daniels, to be honest with you.
But he did say, if you want to win, like, now.
Right, but I agree with you. I don't think that should be Adam Peters' number one priority. If he wanted to just win now, he'd go sign old free agents and just, you know what I mean? Like, big-name guys and plug them in for 1 year. I don't know.
Well, they're both good. I think that they evaluate the players and see them as close, and so then it becomes
totally
a preference
different.
Thing.
I don't know how.
I don't have a read on who they're going to pick. I'm like you. I go back and forth. When Quinn said game changers, convinced, that was a tell. It's going to be Jaden Daniels. But Adam Peters may be playing the long game.
Right.
And I think the long game could be Jaden Daniels. But I think a lot of the conventional wisdom is the long game is Drake May will ultimately be better. And so they would take him.
I just don't want to see Marcus Mariota start week one. That delivers zero.
That's
juice
only
to
happening
the fan
if
base.
There's an injury. I truly believe that.
Or if the coaching staff just looks at whoever they drafted and said, not
he needs,
ready.
He needs
week
a month,
one.
6 weeks.
Right.
When is the LSU Pro Day and when is the North Carolina Pro Day?
Next week.
LSU is like
27th, maybe 28th.
Yeah, I think the Carolina one might be the 28th.
So maybe next
They're
Thursday.
Soon. No.
I know.
I won't be watching.
I know you're saying about C.J. Stroud, and C.J. Stroud obviously had a great year. That's just an outlier with guys. It just is. I mean, Trevor Lawrence had a better college career than Caleb Williams. He was a better college quarterback.
And
he won a national championship. He went to two.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just built for the NFL.
Right.
And look at what he did in his rookie year.
I know.
He struggled.
It was a tough one.
So,
it was a tough watch.
I don't know. I mean, just...
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But Justin Herbert had a good rookie season.
Yeah.
And that's definitely
possible.
And that wasn't by design. It was supposed to be Tyrod Taylor starting, and you ease Justin Herbert in, and then the stupid Chargers doctor went and deflated his lung before
and
the
Burrow
game.
Burrow was having a good season. Did Burrow get hurt his rookie season?
I'm trying to remember.
Is
that when he tore his knee up against the Skins?
I don't know if that was rookie or second year.
I thought he got hurt his second year.
Maybe that was the second.
He got hurt. Wasn't Chase Young in on the play?
At the goal line.
I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he made the actual play. We might have forced the pressure that caused the injury.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as a rookie, Joe Burrow played in 10 games.
All right, so he did get
13
hurt.
Touchdowns with just 5 picks. He was off to a pretty solid year. So, I mean, there have been more than just C.J. Strouds coming in and playing really well.
No, the point is C.J. Stroud had the greatest year ever. It's not that there haven't been other guys come in and play well.
It doesn't happen every year.
He had the greatest ever.
Like Baker Mayfield's rookie season, didn't he?
He was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, guys could come in and play okay, for sure. C.J. Stroud just had the greatest of all time.
I'm going to bet more on rookie quarterback struggling than
or just being
crushing it in year one.
Good, not great.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like C.J. Stroud had the greatest ever.
An amazing campaign.
Really hard to think that someone's going to match that.
Yeah, Valdez right brings away. Up Baker Mayfield as a rookie. 14 games played, 27 touchdowns with 14 picks.
That's solid rookie campaign. You'll take
that. Then he just declined.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe then he bounced back.
He bounced back a little bit.
Yeah.
And, hey, he's got a $100 million contract.
Good for him. All right, coming up later in the show, Dylan Strome is going to join us at 8:45. Next, we'll get into EB's entertainment page. We're going to tease a collab between two of EB's favorite artists. We'll play the tune for you next here on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.